I am Franny Fritz. I farm southeast of here in South Dakota. Iroquois is my address. I'm a cow-calf operator. I'm a supervisor with Beetle Conservation District, and I am also president of the South Dakota Association of Conservation Districts.
We have an opportunity to spend a few minutes visiting with you here in San Antonio at the NACD annual meeting. Let's talk first of all about South Dakota and maybe some of the conservation issues that you folks are dealing with there.
Okay. Number one is funding. Most of my we do not receive state funding from the state legislature like some states give. There is a Conservation Commission grants fund that districts can apply for special projects that they want to work on. Riparian areas, shoreline stabilization, water development grants, tree planting grants in on land that doesn't qualify for other cost share mechanisms. Water quality specialists, trying to get more help in the office to implement more of the programs that NRCS gives or provides. Funding. I keep saying funding all the time, trying to find funding source that will keep a district person in the office all the time. If a producer, if I walk in on a Wednesday afternoon and I walk up to the door and says, sorry, we're closed, only open Monday and Tuesday, guess who's not going to come back, you know, or have a less likelihood to come back. Conservation issues, soil health, turning so much of our grass into cropland for soybeans and corn. Tearing out our shelter belts, is old shelter belts, even not such old shelter belts, is getting to be an issue. But that's economics. I mean, personal property rights, I firmly believe in personal property rights, responsible personal property rights. Funding. I keep coming back to funding, and it really is funding to keep the door open just to implement the programs that are available. Education, trying to get into the schools, trying to get into the urban areas. The change of conservation is no longer rural only. Conservation is changing. It's the urban people wanting to know, well, why did my tree die? You know, I planted it right, but why did it die? Well, they don't understand it. Certain soils are only good for certain trees. So education for the kids, getting more and more partnerships. We need to, in South Dakota, I can see one of the problems we have too, we're very good at, but increasing our partnerships with different organizations. Maybe, like I heard here, one conservation district partnered with the local symphony. Why not? We all eat, we all drink, we all breathe air, we are all conservation. We just don't understand it. We don't realize it.
Are you finding increased interest from the urban folks in conservation programs?
I think the definition of conservation has to be changed. Conservation, yes. Let's recycle all the plastic bottles. Let's get the glass taken care of. Let's get the newspapers done. I think conservation definition has to change in their minds first before they understand. Well, on the rural areas, first of all, we are concerned about soil health. If we can get our soil health healthy, we can produce more crops, whether it's grass, whether it's soybeans, whether it's corn, whether it's whatever you produce. You know, small gardens. You know, it's becoming more and more around the urban areas where somebody loves to garden and they make deals or sell, okay, whatever I have this week, I'll sell it to you for 6 months. You know, or whatever the gardening season is. And that's starting to increase. You know, urban gardening. We just need to rethink outside of the box, do some other things. Sky's the limit.
So what about conservation implementation on your farm? What are you doing?
I'm trying. I've got pipelines. One pasture, two pastures. So I have tanks. I completely closed up a dugout because I didn't like it. It's a good place to have cattle die for me. And it was not in the proper location. It just didn't work. I'm trying to get grazing rotations established, but that means building fence, and the guys back know I'm not the best at and the fastest at building a fence, but I work at it. What else? Planting grass, of course, my land. There was a statement today, that man, which guy was it? It's the guy that wrote The Worst of Hard Times, Mr. Egan. And I believe that his last quote or one of his quotes was in there when they said, ground wrong side up. That's the way my ground was. It was farmed. It low. It gumbo. Crap. I'm not saying that it can't, but it was wrong side up. Establishing grass, trying to get grazing rotations going, producing everything that I make, you know, feed to the cattle, except for the corn and stuff. I don't do that. Trying to be a better steward, and it's a learning process, and I'm not the best at it. It's a thing in progress.
What does it mean to Franny Fritz to be here in San Antonio attending this NACD annual meeting?
Oh, my God, what an honor. The state of South Dakota allowing me to come, let alone me, you know, it's an honor.
What kinds of things are you going to be able to take back home after being here?
I'll have to digest it for a while. Ideas, new relationships, partnerships, possible. No, not about relationships. If I've got a problem in South Dakota, hey, I think there's a guy in Arkansas I remember talking about it. I can pick up the phone and call. I didn't have that before. Or the DCs, no, the state cons that I'm meeting from across the nation. Oh, he'll give it to me straight. I'll know how to get a hold of him. You know, so developing relationships. Relationships. That's what I'm going to take back. That's number one.